Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
1530 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita City Council will look at three candidates for city manager. We have the story.
Three people have died after a car-truck crash in southeast Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Senate voted 60-40 Sunday night to pass a bill that would end the government shutdown, which enters its 42nd day today. Fox's Chad Pergram has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The bill fully funds Congress along with agriculture and veterans programs for nearly a year, everything else through January. A coalition of bipartisan senators forged an agreement to end the shutdown. Eight Democrats joined, all but one Republican to vote yes. Rand Paul of Kentucky was the lone GOP no. The left is fuming at Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, even though he did not cave and vote yes. Democrats say they will stick to their demand for credits to offset the cost of health care. Senate Majority Leader John Thune promises a health care vote in December, but there is no guarantee from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House is expected to vote on the bill Wednesday before President Donald Trump can sign it and end the shutdown.
The Wichita City Council announcing three finalists for the city manager position yesterday. 89 people applied for the position, and then the council worked with a search committee and a search firm to narrow down the field. One of the finalists, Dante Martin, is already a familiar face at City Hall. He has served as assistant city manager since 2017, previously a court administrator and interim superintendent of the Office of Central Inspection. The other two finalists have most recently worked out of state, although one does have Kansas roots. Mark Freetag is the former chief administrative officer in Westminster, Colorado. And Dennis Marstall got his college degree at K-State. He has recently been the county administrator of Lancaster County, South Carolina, since 2021.
Two adults and a child died Monday morning when a semi-truck struck their car in Wilson County in southeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol says the crash occurred shortly before 6 a.m. on U.S. 400. The patrol says a car failed to stop at a stop sign and was hit by the truck. Adam and Kylie Brooks, both 21, and 2-year-old Cohen Brooks all died from their injuries. Kylie and Cohen were from Neota Shea. 59-year-old driver of the semi was not hurt.
The Department of Homeland Security announcing yesterday an illegal immigrant has been arrested and accused of firing on federal agents in Chicago. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Officials say a black Jeep drove up on agents, fired shots, and then sped away. No one was hit, but multiple agencies were able to use shell casings and video from the scene to track the shooter, and a suspect from Mexico is in custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says he has been marked as a violator of the Laken Riley Act and says this is just more in a trend of violence and obstruction. While Chicago Democrats like Alderman Michael Rodriguez tell our Fox affiliate, Border Patrol agents are the source of the mayhem.
The Chicago alderman accused agents of using flash grenades without warning against protesters. DHS accusing protesters of throwing paint cans and bricks at agents' cars last weekend.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll talk about a former Wichita State Shocker who is having a pretty amazing beginning to the NBA season. So we have that, and actually some highlights, too, coming up in sports.
Would you consider a 60-year mortgage on your new home? That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, and 37 degrees. Flight disruptions across the United States expected to rise through the week, even as the Senate passed a funding package to end the record-breaking government shutdown Monday night. By 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time last night, Monday, more than 8,700 flights within, into, or out of the United States had been delayed, and that's according to FlightAware. Over 2,300 flights were canceled for the day. Flight disruptions across the United States expected to rise through the week.
a man in Wisconsin charged with trying to burn down a congressman's office avoids a trial.
Prosecutors say he did it because he was upset over the pending federal ban of TikTok, which never happened. Police responded to a reported fire outside the office of Congressman Glenn Grothman. They found 20-year-old Caden Stakowitz. Cops say he told them he was angry with Grothman for voting in favor of the bill that mandated the sale of TikTok by parent company ByteDance or see the app get shut down in the U.S. But President Trump has repeatedly extended a January 19th deadline, the day the fire was set. Stakowitz has pleaded no contest to felony arson, meaning he'll no longer fight the charges, but does not admit guilt. He still faces up to 40 years in prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
New homeowners could soon be offered a long-term mortgage to make home buying more affordable.
The Trump administration is giving serious consideration to creating a 50-year mortgage product as a way to expand home ownership.
Extending the length of mortgages could reduce monthly payments by hundreds of dollars.
White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says fewer Americans are buying homes.
The average age of a first-time home buyer has gone up by about 10 years in just a few years, and it's something that we're very serious about addressing.
Still, analysts warn of drawbacks of a 50-year mortgage, including nearly twice as many interest payments as a 30-year mortgage and a slower buildup of equity. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The nation celebrates its military veterans, past and present, on a day of honor dating back more than a century.
You can trace this day's remembrances back to November 11, 1919, the first Armistice Day, to remember those who then-President Woodrow Wilson said died in the country's service in World War I. In 1954, Congress renamed it Veterans Day to honor those who serve in every branch. Today, Americans all over value that commitment. From Detroit...
They're defending that big word. A big word is democracy.
...to Washington, D.C.
We need to make sure this continues through generation to generation, so it's never forgotten.
Today, active duty, the National Guard, and reserves number more than 2 million. We thank them all for their service. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in the traffic in Wichita, does look like the traffic volumes are getting heavier. Not really seeing it slow down too bad on the highways, but when you check those traffic cameras, you can see a lot more traffic right now than we were seeing just a little bit ago. So yeah, the traffic volumes getting heavier in some of those road construction areas. Probably about to start slowing down a bit. Do have quite a bit of traffic right now, right around 47th Street South and Broadway as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Happy Tuesday. And I hope you're ready for a big change in the weather. But this time it's probably a change that more people can get on board with. It's going to be warming up rather significantly compared to what we've had the past couple of days. So yesterday we only managed a high of 44, but today will easily be 20 degrees warmer than that. And if you're wondering how do we get so warm so quickly, it all comes down to just a favorable wind direction and a lot of sunshine. Also kind of a shifting weather pattern. But 66 is what we're thinking on a high temperature today. We'll drop to 39 degrees overnight and even warmer tomorrow. Wednesday's high up to 68 and Thursday could hit 70 degrees. Now the record high on Friday happens to be 78. While I don't think we'll be quite that warm in Wichita, we probably won't be too far off as we're looking at mid-70s coming up. Again, that's Friday afternoon. Our next chance for rain, we've been talking about it coming in over the weekend, but new models this morning are slowing it down. So the storm coming from California may not get to us until Monday of next week. So we're now anticipating that most, if not all, of the upcoming weekend is dry. Looking at highs, it will be in the 60s. And then a chance for rain again right now, focusing on Monday. As we start kind of looking ahead to the next couple of weeks, the overall weather pattern looks a lot wetter. So we're going to be getting some good chances for rain coming up between now and that busy travel week of Thanksgiving. So all the quiet weather that we were forecasting in November is basically here now, and things are going to be getting a little more active. 61, or make that 37 degrees this morning in Wichita. We have a mostly clear sky. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
We've had some really, really nice weather here for several weeks, so Yeah, count your blessings. One of these days it's going to snap off and get really cold. But that thing yesterday morning, we got down to about 21 degrees at our place. Wow, yeah. That was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cold. And it definitely, this cold snap that we've been in, just kind of a preview. And I think, you know, glancing ahead, it's going to turn cold, but we're going to probably hold that off until the very end of the month before that happens.
Usually
so we still have some more mild weather.
Yeah, over the years, I think usually around Thanksgiving or just that week after, you get that old north wind whips up and away you go. So, hey, sounds delicious. Thank you, sir. Of course, that's the Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. 7:14 now, and today is Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. It was on this date 87 years ago, 1938, Irving Berlin's peace song, God Bless America, was sung for the first time by
Kate Smith.
Kate Smith, a.k.a. the First Lady of Radio, on her network radio show. All the royalties from the song went to the Boy and Girl Scouts of America.
It should be our national anthem, in my opinion.
That's a beautiful song, and especially with her voice. A terrific, terrific singer.
But, of course, it mentions God, so it'll never be our national anthem.
There you go.
But I find it very stirring.
There she is. Is that her?
Yes, sure is.
Yeah, wow. It's quite a song. Today is...
And it was written by an American.
Right here. And
the tune to the Star Spangled Banner was written by some Brit.
Some Briton. Yeah, some British guy. Birthdays today include Stanley Tucci is 65 years old today. One of my favorites. Caesar Flickerman in the Hunger Games movies and one of Meryl Streep's sidekicks in The Devil Wears Prada.
He was good.
Really good at that one.
He's a good actor.
He is a very good actor.
And he loves going to Italy and eating Italian food.
65 years old today. All right, serial Guinness World Record breaker David Rush at it again. He appeared on Spanish TV series El Hormiguero and captured the title for the most cucumbers snapped in 30 seconds. In other words, bang, snack them, you know, break them in half, I guess. Rush, who holds more than 300 Guinness World Record titles, traveled to Spain to appear on that show. By the way, El Hormiguero translates, and I'm not saying it properly, but it translates to the anthill. And he broke the Guinness World Record in the name of science.
Of course he did.
Yes, Rush managed to snap 65 cucumbers in half in 30 seconds, obliterating the previous record of only 50.
About 2 seconds per.
You know what? And I love cucumbers, but you know what there should be a record for? How many you can peel in an hour. You know, taking the skins off
of them? There's some work. Yeah.
Yeah. Like an old potato peeler? Yeah, I've done that before. It takes a lot of time. I can do one cucumber in about an hour and a half. And then I got to slice it.
You got a dull peeler then.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. So 7:16 now, Steve and Ted in the Morning here.
I might have been referring to you.
KNSS. And it's time for sports again with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we have college men's basketball action tonight as the Jayhawks are in action at Allen Fieldhouse. KU 1-1, ranked 25th in the nation, hosting Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The Islanders and the Jayhawks meet for the first time in 15 years. KU has won 21 consecutive non-conference games at home at Allen Fieldhouse. That dates back for 3 years. Should be a win for the Jayhawks. They are a 25.5-point favorite coming into this one tonight for 25th-ranked Kansas. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight up in Lawrence. Over in Manhattan last night, we had women's basketball action. 25th-ranked Kansas State, the K-State Ladies, easily over Lamar, 89-61. The K-State women are now off to a 3-0 start on the season. Let's take a look at pro basketball, and we'll take a look at the Los Angeles Lakers on the road in Charlotte, taking on the Hornets last night. And once again, another big game for the former Wichita State Shocker in the starting lineup for the Lakers, Austin Reeves. And he came up big at the end of the first half. Before the going into the locker room, the action on Sportsnet LA.
Bridges hits the side of the board. Reeves has time with two, with one, all the way. Score! Right at the buzzer!
Yeah, Reeves got the bucket in before halftime. Finished with 24 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals as the Lakers beat the Hornets 121-111. Here we are early in the season. Austin Reeves is number 4 in the NBA, averaging 30 points a game. and he's in the top five in the NBA, averaging 9 assists per game. Former Shocker, Austin Reeves. How about that? The Lakers have won 6 of their last 7. They're 5-1 on the road, and they're in the number 4 spot right now in the Western Conference. Playing some good basketball early on, and you got former Shocker Austin Reeves certainly helping the cause right there. Some birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Kansas City Royals relief pitcher Roberto Hernandez. Is 61 years old today. Played 17 years in the big leagues. Made a stop for a couple of years with the Royals in the early 2000s. During his 2 years with Kansas City, 54 saves and 6 victories. Former Royals relief pitcher Roberto Hernandez. It's his birthday. He's 61 today. Happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs kicker Lynn Elliott. Is 57 years old today. Kind of some good and the bad with Lynn Elliott. He, in college, he was a walk-on at Texas Tech, and then he became a great college kicker. He did not get drafted. He played his first 2 years in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. They released him. Then the Chiefs picked him up. 1995, Lynn Elliott was the star kicker for the Chiefs as they went 13-3 in the regular season, had the number one seed with a clear path through Arrowhead to perhaps get to the Super Bowl. But it did not happen because they lost in the playoffs to the Indianapolis Colts 10-7 as Lynn Elliott missed field goals of 42, 39, and 35 yards.
Ooh.
Ooh, yikes. On a very cold day. In fact, he missed 9 kicks in the final 5 games for the Chiefs, so he kind of went into a late season swoon there.
Yeah.
And yet, he made 82% of his field goals, which is number 2 all-time in Chiefs history. So, but Chiefs fans don't remember that. They remember the 3 misses, against the Colts in the playoffs in 95. That's his birthday. Lynn Elliott is 57 years old today. And a happy birthday to a former Wichita State Shocker. Guard Joe Ragland is 36 years old today. Of course, he was the point guard for the Shockers when they won the NIT in 2011. This guy was a really good player. First-team JUCO All-American, first-team All-Missouri Valley Conference in 2012, and, of course, on that NIT championship team as the point guard. And Joe Ragland is still playing pro basketball at the age. It's his birthday today. He's 36.
Whoa.
And he's been playing overseas forever, and he's currently playing for a team in Italy.
How about that?
So how about that? Making some nice money playing overseas for a long time. The former Shocker basketball point guard star, Joe Ragland. It's his birthday. He is 36 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. It's Bel Air Recovery Center. Improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale. WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin, and it's served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin. It is now available at Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here.
And I have a birthday today. It's a sports birthday. It's also a veteran's birthday because my friend Chet Tunison is a Navy veteran. Served in the Navy, as did his father and much of his family. Chet went to South High School back in the day and was a pretty gargone good basketball player down there. He and I got together, we got to know each other as teammates on our softball team, our men's slow-pitch softball team, the Square Lounge team, legendary around the west side of town. But Chet's having a birthday today, and by the way, big fan of the Gridiron Show. He's been to many of those shows.
Fantastic.
Chet Tunison, happy birthday,
yes,
Chet.
And happy Veterans Day.
And happy Veterans
Veteran
Day.
Veteran born on 11/11.
7:22 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Volunteers are comforting premature babies as part of a cuddly campaign. That's on the way. Steve with Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 on a Tuesday morning in 37 degrees. 23 attorneys general and 3 governors say they are continuing to fight the Trump administration over SNAP as benefits remain in legal limbo.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta and other states asking a court to block the Department of Agriculture's attempt to roll back full November SNAP benefits in its attempt to penalize states for releasing the funds.
USDA has the funds to pay SNAP benefits this month. They have the funds to ensure that people who need this money can get it to buy groceries. This administration is choosing to withhold it
The USDA ordering states to stop issuing the full benefits or face being financially responsible after the Supreme Court paused a lower court ruling requiring the agency to release the funds. States argue they shouldn't be held accountable for following a court order and stress the USDA issued conflicting guidance by saying it was working to send the full benefits for November. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Christina Schroer, a woman from Rose Hill convicted in the death of her adopted daughter, has been sentenced to nearly 18 years in prison. Back in August, she pleaded no contest to the four charges against her. The girl who died was named Kennedy Jean Schroer after her adoption. The six-year-old's body was found more than a year ago, buried in the backyard of a home. Investigators do not know the exact date they believe that she died, but say it happened in November of 2020. A report says Kennedy likely died from suffocation.
The people who run the faith-based Texas camp where many young girls lost their lives last July is now being sued.
25 girls and two teenage counselors died when floodwater swept through Camp Mystic last July 4th. Now five of the campers' families and the two counselors' families have filed a lawsuit in Texas state court seeking more than $1 million, although the exact amount was not specified. The suit alleges that the camp's operators did not take necessary measures to protect the girls as the floodwaters approached, including not making evacuation plans and ordering the girls to stay in their cabins. A second suit has also been filed by another victim's family. At least 136 people died overall as those floodwaters swept through Texas over the July 4th holiday. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Some Democrats are putting the heat on a leader in their own party.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries responding yes when asked if top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer should remain leader.
Leader Schumer and Senate Democrats over the last 7 weeks have waged a valiant fight on behalf of the American people. And I'm not going to explain what a handful of Senate Democrats have decided to do. That's their explanation.
Leader Schumer did not support a measure to reopen the government that didn't include an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits. But the progressive wing of the Democratic Party has been critical of Schumer and the Democrats supporting the deal. Congressman Ro Khanna of California is calling on Schumer to be replaced. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The fate of the Crown Uptown Theater in East Douglas on East Douglas in Wichita has been uncertain for several months. The owner has wanted to expand the building while neighbors have objected to increased traffic in the area. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News City Council has approved a plan to move forward.
The Crown Uptown will be able to expand, but they must install a fire suppression system if they expand past 860 individuals, and they have to collaborate with the neighborhood on increasing parking.
Lily Wu commenting during Mondays with the Mayor on the Stephen Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with Storm Team and 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, it's a cool and quiet morning. Wake-up temperatures in the 30s, but we'll warm up a little bit more today. A high of 66 for your Veterans Day with those mostly sunny skies. Winds changing from the south to a west wind at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. We'll see those mostly clear conditions tonight. Temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. Heading into your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures remaining in the upper 60s. Looking at some more 70s, though, heading into your Thursday and Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
And right now, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 here on this Tuesday morning, and it's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Am I correct in assuming that the caucus, you were auditing the election yesterday? Is that right?
So, great question. So, that is actually a third party. Those are citizens that are auditing the election. That's a small group that comes together and is formalized in training to audit. We actually canvass the election. So, the audit is different than the canvass. We'll canvass the election this next week, which means that we'll certify the election results from last Tuesday. So, two different processes. The audit just confirms we had a safe, efficient election, and an accurate election, and then the canvas will certify the results.
How do you do that? Do you take just the samplings, or how do you actually certify it then?
Yeah, what we'll do is the election commissioner, so the board of canvassers is also the Board of County Commission. You know, we have a lot of different roles at the County Commission. We're the Board of Canvassers for Elections. We're the Board of Public Health. We're the Fire Board. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that we're responsible in doing and certifying. So what the election commissioner will do is she'll present ballots, and then she'll talk about the provisional ballots, ballots that maybe someone went to the wrong polling office or polling location. And then she'll make a recommendation whether you count these or do not count these. So some of these that she'll recommend will not count. There are going to be several ballots that people that were not registered to vote in Sedgwick County are going to come in and they placed a ballot. Or every year in every election, we have people that are not registered in the state of Kansas will go and they filled out a provisional ballot. And she will recommend that we do not count those ballots. So this is the type of real analytical work that happens on the back of an election, where they analyze every single ballot, every single provisional ballot, to make sure that the people that are properly registered are processing legal ballots, and anything that is an illegal ballot or an inappropriate ballot is not counted. So I'm very grateful to the work of the election office, Laura Rainwater and her team, to make sure that we have safe, efficient elections in Sedgwick County.
And you're going to be doing that this week or next week?
Yeah, we do that next week. We'll certify it and finalize it next week.
In the meantime, you've got nothing to do but go play golf then, right?
Yeah, we don't play golf in this type of weather. You know, I'm a summer guy. When it gets below, I get pretty soft below about 45 degrees. This isn't, I spent most of my time playing baseball outdoors in the summer. So this is, and I'll never forget all the people that were complaining here when it was 90 degrees. And now here we are in the 20, 30 degree weather, and I'm holding it against them.
Never complain about the weather because it doesn't do any good. What are you going to do?
Complaining about the weather is squarely in the DNA of every Kansan. This is just what we do here.
Not just the weather. Kansans like to complain about everything.
At times, yes.
Some of them even complain about the county commission. I can't imagine.
Yeah, you should see my emails. I will verify that. Yeah.
I would like to sometime. I've gotten a few in my time, believe it or not. So what's happening? Is it you don't have a meeting tomorrow, a county commission meeting?
No, we do. We absolutely do. We have a meeting.
Sorry.
We work pretty hard at the county commission. We have a meeting, our regular scheduled meeting, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. You know, there'll be a few comments, particularly about Veterans Day, which is today. And I want to pause real quick and just honor all those that are in active service, but those who have ever worn the uniform. We are so grateful for their service. We have the liberties we have in this country today because of the American soldier. Thinking a lot about my grandfather who served during the Korean War. My father served just after Vietnam. Think about Commissioner Jim Howe. He's the only veteran on the county commission, and he is an advocate, a staunch advocate for veterans issues. And he served our country honorably. So just want to pause today, and this is what we do in this country on this day every year, is we pause and honor the people that have secured our freedoms over the 250 years of our existence. So we'll talk a little bit about Veterans Day. There's three things that we're doing that are really relatively big items. We're going to talk about a parking lease for the Douglas Tag Office. As you know, we've talked about it a couple of times on your show. There's been a lot of reforms at the Tag Office. We're expanding the parking lot at the Douglas Tag Office. That's now our mega site with 8 additional satellite offices that are surrounding Sedgwick County or within Sedgwick County. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about WSU Tech, some of the things they have going on at WSU Tech and opportunities to help support some of the incredible innovative things they're doing at WSU Tech with NCAT, the National Center for Aviation Training. But we're also going to have a proclamation, and this one's very personal and very important to me. November is National Adoption Month. And we're going to have representatives from Ember Hope with us. And on 11/22, November the 22nd, we're going to have a big ceremony, and I'll be there to speak, where we'll talk about some of these foster kids that are finally finding adoptive homes. On the 22nd, we will celebrate 37 adoptions of 21 families. These are kids that are in the foster care system. They've had parental rights terminated. They're looking for forever homes, looking for forever families. And 37 of these kids will be adopted on the 22nd. I'll be there to speak and honor that. But there's still 47 other foster youth in Sedgwick County that are still needing adoptive parents in a forever home. So we're going to talk about National Adoption Month and issue a proclamation and just raise awareness to the community about the continual challenges in the foster care system and all these young people that are still needing adoptive homes.
There are some challenges. And to me, I personally think it takes a special
special person to do that, to be a foster
parent. Oh, yeah. It does. For about a decade now, I've been heavily involved in the foster care system, long before I even thought about becoming a candidate. And if you just look at Sedgwick County alone, there's about 1,500 kids in Sedgwick County that are in the foster care out of placements. 70% of these kids will have a touch point with the criminal justice system. Only 45% of these kids will even graduate high school. And one out of three of kids that are in foster families and the foster care system, when they age out of the system, one out of three will end up homeless within 2 years. This is a significant challenge for our state and our community, particularly in Sedgwick County. In my view, it's a moral crisis that we're facing, and we're going to have creative solutions and community collaborating together for these kids. It's deeply, deeply personal to me. It's something I've been involved in for about a decade now. And we do have momentum. There's a lot of options. Community is rallying, but in my view, this is one of the biggest crises that we face in this state today.
Absolutely. All right, Will. Have a good Veterans Day, even if you don't play golf.
Yes.
Talk with you next week, okay?
You will. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with a weekly chat with Steve at the end of the morning here on KNSS. Local beauty products maker has been fined.
Oh.
Yep. The Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Semenoff coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 746 now on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will consider three candidates for the city manager job.
Two.
Two adults had a toddler killed as car and truck collide in southeast Kansas.
One.
Thousands of flight delays across the U.S. as Congress moves to end the government shutdown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's pretty heavy right now in the Wichita area. Looking at those traffic cameras, seeing a real big backup developing at the North Junction. Looks like southbound on I-135 and... if you're on the ramp, especially from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96, some really heavy traffic there by the North Junction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 66 degrees. Yesterday's high was 44. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 39. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 68 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 15 miles per hour, 37 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A New York man was sentenced for a federal hate crime after he violently attacked Jewish protesters at a number of pro-Israel rallies across the city.
This is Fox on Justice. 17 months in prison. That's how much Taruk Barzuk will get after pleading guilty to attacking a Jewish protester during the pro-Israeli demonstrations in New York City. Prosecutors say Barzuk, a 20-year-old Palestinian American, was charged with hate crimes, that he identified himself as a Jew hater, labeled Jews as worthless, and extolled Allah to get rid of Jews. Authorities say one of the Jewish protesters he punched was Roman Efremov.
I think it's disgusting. And I was wearing an Israeli flag. I was wearing my hat with the Israeli flag. I had my Jewish star out that I'm wearing. And it's just disgusting what he did. It was uncalled for.
In court, Barzuk apologized to the victims and said he hopes they can forgive him. I'm Eric Shawn, Fox News.
Wall Street recovered most of the losses from last week, Monday.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher following signs of progress to end a record government shutdown. The artificial intelligence stock trade came roaring back with shares of NVIDIA and AMD leading the charge. Palantir Technologies shareholders are looking to put last week in the rearview mirror. Shares of the data analytics software company rose over 9%. Its stock tumbled over 11% last week on valuation concerns. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, United Health, Procter & Gamble, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 382 points, the Nasdaq higher by 523, S&P 500 up 104. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Local beauty products maker has been fined. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Wichita Beauty Products manufacturer and its owner have been assessed more than $300,000 in fines after pleading guilty in federal court to charges of illegal storage and disposal of toxic waste. Millennia Productions LLC, which has a manufacturing facility near 37th and Rock Road, produces and distributes cosmetic products, including nail polish. Owner Michael Lee pleaded guilty in August to illegally disposing hazardous waste at a rural property owned by him near Burton, north of Wichita. According to court documents, company employees transported more than 600 containers of hazardous waste paint and solvents from its Wichita property in 2023. Containers were burned in an open pit over several days, and an employee suffered burns after a container exploded. Court documents said Lee is the developer of a master plan speculative industrial park in Bel Air, spanning 120 acres near 53rd and Greenwich. An Oklahoma modular home builder is seeking to enter the Wichita market to help address the city's housing shortage. Prime Craftsman Homes is working with Wichita's Hope Community Development Corporation and the Wichita Affordable Housing Fund to initially bring five of its modular homes to a plot of land on North Estelle near 13th and Grove. Another 20 of the modular homes are planned to come to Wichita between now and early 26 if they can find suitable land. A tour of the homes is planned for 9 to 6 Thursday through Sunday at 1434 North Estelle. And an indoor active entertainment chain has plans for a trampoline park in East Wichita. It's called Sky Zone, and it bills itself as the premier destination for active play, offering activities such as dodgeball, slides, climbing, and zip line. It has filed a building permit to remodel 40,000 square feet inside a retail spot at 3535 North Rock Road that was once a Sears outlet and then an American Freight discount furniture and mattress store. Work on the $1.7 million project is scheduled to start in January with a mid-2026 opening. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Saw a photo, by the way, Mr. Electric lighting up the path to your success. I saw a photo of those modular homes, and Kirk, they don't seem to be very large. They're pretty small, aren't they?
One of them is a studio. They describe it as a studio. There is also one and two bedrooms, but the studio is 300 square feet.
Okay.
That's not very big.
If you've got like 8 or 9 kids, it's probably not a good fit, huh?
Probably not. It's probably you and your dog would probably fit in there, but probably not much else.
Yeah, right. Well, and as long as it's got good plumbing and all that and good air conditioning, I can do that.
I think the city is all for trying whatever it can in terms of affordable housing. One study I've seen shows that we're 20,000 homes short.
Yes.
In Wichita for what we need to get to for affordable housing.
I've seen that. But what's the answer to that? I mean, I see building going on all the time around the city. Just not enough, huh?
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not enough of the affordable stuff students and low-income folks can afford.
All right. Well, there's a challenge for our future here. Housing. You know what? I got a feeling that by the time I look at some of the stuff my wife has collected around our home, we probably have less than 300 square feet of usable, livable space in there.
No.
Okay. I shouldn't say that, should I? Okay. Let's see. Today is National Sunday Day. Desserts don't get much more decadent than marshmallow, chocolate, or strawberry sundaes. So let's enjoy every minute of this day. Kirk, do you have a favorite sundae?
Well, they're pretty much all the same to me. Hot fudge and nuts and cherry on top. I don't know.
A little ice cream under there someplace. Yeah, right?
Yes, maybe. Possible.
How about a Ted? Where are you at on that?
It's hard to beat a hot fudge sundae.
Well, and that's St. Shelley. That's what she likes, hot fudge sundaes. Now,
what about you?
Is the banana split a sundae?
I would say yes.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten a banana split
It's your favorite, yet you haven't eaten.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Years and years. Well, you know, I got a lot of favorites I don't indulge in. But that's one of them. I just haven't had an occasion. I'm going to have to, you know, maybe for my birthday, some of my grandchildren will come around and take me out for a Sunday.
Hey, that'd be nice.
On the other hand, I'm sure with my grandchildren, I'll have to buy. So there you go. I'm kind of cheap. All right, Kirk, thanks for being with us on Sunday. And, of course, Veterans Day today. And we're honoring all of our vets this morning. So there you go. Steve's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got a lot planned for you to listen to this morning with Steve and Ted. Got the latest on the search for a new Wichita City manager. That's coming up. Ted has sports, as always.
Yeah, we're going to look back on this date in football history to one of the great games in K-State football lore. On a snowy night in Manhattan, we'll have that coming up in sports.
Plus, we've got entertainment news on the way. The Blur with Ted Woodward.
Correct? Yeah, we'll get you all your entertainment news in The Blur at 8:35. And that includes, we'll get to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony that we didn't get to yesterday. So we'll have that. Much more. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.